This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My part today is going to be very short because we have exciting, please be seated. We have exciting visitors. Well, they're not visitors. We have youth that's going to present to us, and we're very excited about it. How about those readers? Let's have a hand for those readers. That was awesome. And thank you, Mr. Justin and Ms. Sue, for getting them to be so prepared. Okay, so before we go on to the fun part, the Canoga part, I wanted to just say, if you go back and reread the gospel, it should sound a little familiar to you because that's where Charles Dickens got a Christmas Carol from. You can see the frame there. You can see the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future. Sue found this book that I'm a big fan of A Christmas Carol. It's one of my favorite stories ever in so many ways, theologically and literarily. We're going to be watching a movie on it. We're going to have this study for Advent. It's the Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, and it's 4 weeks on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. We're going to really have fun with it, and we'll watch the movie as well. My favorite is with George C. Scott, but we'll see which ones we want to do. There's also a Disney one that's pretty fun, too. But anyway, what I want to do is make sure that everybody sees that we've done this. You can see from the reading, right, about Lazarus saying, please go back and tell people what it's going to be like. That's exactly where he got it from. And Charles Dickens was really desperate at that point, but it came out, and then he did very well, as you can imagine. So without further ado, here we have Zach and Caitlin are going to talk to us about Canoga. And they also have a very important announcement about when they go to coffee hour, because they have some things that are up waiting to be purchased and to support the youth to go to Canoga. They've been working really, really hard. So here we go. Our president and vice president for the whole diocese.
Stand up here. Good morning, everybody. My name's Caitlin, for those of you that don't know me. I've had the privilege the past 5 years to be able to attend the conference at Canoga. It's a youth conference that happens twice a year, once in the summer and once in the winter. While I'm talking, there's going to be a couple pictures that go through, and then Zach's also going to talk about his experience. But I've been going since 2021, my middle school years, and this has really opened my eyes just in general all across the board. Like, without Canoga, I would be a completely different person. It has seriously shaped me into, like, who I am today in terms of comfort level and being in front of crowds and talking to people and getting to know myself and really who I am in Christ. That should, like, tap through, by the way. Sorry. There you go. So every single person that I've, like, talked to there and interacted with has not just become a friend but family. Truly, every single person that's there is there just to be with everybody and see, like, everybody comes from all over Southeast, like, the Southeast. So North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, all over. And it's just been a really special experience. I'm going into my, I'm in my senior year now, so it's my last Winter Light and last youth week before I staff. So, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Before I start, I'd like to thank everybody that came to Bingo Night last night. It was a really nice experience. Oh, my name's Zach. Hi, everybody. I'm the kid that acolytes with the hair. But there's going to be a silent auction today at coffee hour, like Mother Mary Ellen was saying. There's a lot of cool prizes and things like that. If you guys would like to put in a bid, helps us out and allows us to go on these fun trips. Yeah. In terms of my experience with Canoga, I am very late to all of these things. I mean, last year was my first time ever going, and just off of that one experience alone, I keep asking to go back and go back and go back. Being around those people has helped me become a better public speaker, especially with kids my age. I'm very good at talking to people that are older than me, but when it came to kids who are my age, I didn't really like talking to them. But going here helped me like use better words and be able to talk to more people. And a lot of those friendships now are like more than just friendships. Like, it's a brotherhood and sisterhood and things like that. And it's genuinely always a fun experience. It taught me to walk more with God and lean more on Him, especially when things don't seem right. And I feel like that's something a lot of people can relate to. So, yeah, it's really nice. And I'm very happy that all of you guys find ways to donate and allow us to go on these trips. It means a lot, genuinely. And I thank each and every single one of you for everything that you guys do. It's more than just us, it's all of us. So thank you.
I want to make sure that you all understand that St. Joseph's has never, ever, ever had a president and a vice president for the whole diocese for the youth. So we are so grateful for you representing us and to be so organized. And Justin, we can't thank you enough, Mr. Uman. And all of the, if you helped last night, would you please stand up? Help, volunteer, stand up. And I want to give them a round of applause because everything was perfect. And I hope the next time they have bingo, you'll come. And although the domains and Sue were a little out of control, we just want to say. Yes. All right, thank you so much. And if you need us, let us know. We're going to have a little song, too. Get up for Jesus, stand up for Jesus, let's go. If you're singing, yeah. Anyone who participated in the summer VCC can get up there too.
Yeah.
And the next time we sing it, we're going to make you all learn it too, so you can shake it up. Right? Let's hear it again for the kids.